game Saturday night looked a little bit more chippy than maybe a regular preseason game. Did it just look that way, or did it feel that way on the field in Detroit Saturday?
You know, usually the third one is more like a regular season game, and there's a little chippiness to it. Not a huge amount, but a little bit. So it's fun.
Was I the only one that wanted to see Mankins and Sue kind of keep going at it, or was that just me? Kind of interesting.
Yeah. You got to play with the rules. You got to play within the rules.
Hey, Dan, what when you look at that game, it looked like they put an awful lot of pressure on Tom Brady. Would you look at just what was on the other side of the ball and give that defensive line a lot of credit in Detroit, or there's some things there that you guys need to work on?
I give a lot of credit to those guys. You know, they're a really good front four. We knew that from playing them last year. We knew what kind of talent that they have. And, you know, at the same time, you know, we need to play better. So it's one of those things where, if you don't play very well and they got to go against a good defense, a defensive front, you know, it's not going to look too good.
Well, there are things that they did Saturday, Dan, that, you know, caught you guys by surprise. It seemed like they got a lot of pressure on the outside. Did anything catch your team by surprise there on Saturday? Dan, you there?
Told you, it's a weird one.
It's a weird day. I'm going to get rid of Dan. Try to get him back on here.
Dan, when you guys sit back and look, and I'm just guessing you guys haven't looked at the film yet of the game, but you know, you look at a guy like Sue coming through, and you lose Dan Connolly early in that game. Ornberger gets in there. It's never easy to defend that kind of guy, but when you start diving into the depth of that offensive line, imagine it gets even more challenging.
It is. I mean, it's just challenging in general. You know, we don't make any excuses. Who's ever in there is, you know, expected to perform at a top level, and you know, that's just the way we go about things. It doesn't matter who's in there.
Dan, did you have a front row seat for Bill O'Brien talking to the offense right before halftime? And what did your coordinator have to say about the team's play there in the first half?
You know, I think we keep those type of things in-house. But, you know, obviously from the way it went, I don't think, you know, it was very good. So, you know, we got what we deserved, and we should, you know, we just got to play better. Start the game better, play better. You know, it can't be having enough penalties, and we can't be having personal fouls and stuff. We can't play the game second and 30 all day.
You know, we look back at the success that this team has had and some of the games in which, you know, maybe you haven't had success and you lose, and a lot of it points right back to, you know, Tom Brady, guys getting pressure on him. You know, and it's only been, you know, obviously last year two games and then the playoff game, but when you look at that, and that puts the pressure on that offensive line to think, okay, our success is based on how number 12 does. If we keep him upright, you guys kind of welcome that challenge and say, okay, if it's going to be up to us, we'll go out there and get it done?
I mean, I really think that's the challenge every week, regardless of who you're playing or really what side of the ball you're on. You want to get pressure on the quarterback, and that's a good way to have a key for six.
I think we appreciate it. Dan Copen joining us here. We'll reconnect. We'll be back over at Gillette when the power is working again. But I could tell that phone, Hurricane Irene, wreaking havoc. 4 million without power up and down the East Coast. 500,000 Massachusetts.